Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Yami and Yama. This story was written by me, and it's based on a Hindu myth. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more mythology for you. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Since her brother Yama died, Yami hadn't stopped crying. He had died earlier that same day. But remember, this was one long day, because night hadn't been invented yet. So Yami had sat and cried so many tears that they were beginning to flood the entire world. Now the animals and the birds and the creators of the world all met together. The animals and the birds said to the creators, "You have to do something! If Yami doesn't stop crying, all our homes will be ruined. We won't have anything to eat, and there won't be any space to play." The creators all agreed, but what could they do? If anyone asked Yami to stop crying, or tried to give her something else to do, she would only say, "No, because this is the day my brother died." And then the creators realized the problem. It would always be the day her brother died. Unless they changed the day. So one creator called to the sun and asked him to hide beneath the world. Another called to the moon and asked her to take the sun's place in the sky. Another creator threw a blanket of stars around the world. The animals helped too. Many of them dug holes in the ground to hide away and sleep, though some, who liked the shadows more than the light, came out to gather their food. Animals like the fox, the hedgehog, and the bat. The birds helped too. Many of them stopped singing and settled down in their nests to sleep, though some, who liked the shadows more than the light, came out to gather their food. Birds like the owl, the brown kiwi, and the black-crowned heron. Yami looked around at all the changes. She wiped her eyes and said,
"Oh, this day is ending. I should go to bed."
The creators looked at what they had made and called it night. After leaving the world to sleep for some time, the creators took the blanket of stars away and asked the sun and moon to swap places. The deer and the robins and the cows came out to play. It was a new day. Yami woke up. She was hungry, so went to gather the sweetest foods to eat. She still looked sad, and still cried a little. But if an animal or a bird or a creator asked her why she was sad, Yami said,
"Yesterday my brother died."
After a while, the creators made a new night. The foxes and the owls and the bats came out to play. 7 new nights and 7 new days later, Yami still looked sad. If an animal or a bird or a creator asked her why, she said,
"Last week, my brother died."
Several nights and several days later, Yami sometimes smiled and sang while gathering her food. If an animal or a bird or a creator asked her why, she would often say,
"I am remembering my brother."
and sometimes she cried while painting her nails. If anyone asked her why, she would say,
"I am remembering my brother."
But at the end of every day, Yami looked at the tree in her garden. She thought of Yama, and she smiled, and she said,
"Good night, my brother."
That was the tale of Yami and Yama. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week to find out why everyone in the village of Mumbi is hungry and hiding in their houses, and whether a visiting farmer can help. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to our podcast. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. Listen to the message at the end of this podcast for more details, including a very special offer if you join soon. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon.